As I listened to yesterday's message, I distinctly got the picture of God coming after us. As we ran away, he rugby tackled us and brought us to the ground. Some of us are only brought into alignment with God by the rugby tackle that actually just floors us. It's a sad thing, but true. It takes quite a bit of recognising the rebel that lives within us, each one of us. And some of us are easier to overcome than others. I have seen people wrestle for years when God is pursuing them. He pursues them to the place of exhaustion sometimes, and so they eventually just fall down, roll over with their paws in the air and do business with him. Other times it is a rugby tackle, so it's forceful, the breath is knocked out of you, a circumstance comes along that absolutely hits you in the chest, but he's using that circumstance to draw you nearer to him. Because the purpose of his allowing it, and calls it, he allows it in his wisdom, what he could easily prevent by his power, is to cause you to come to a place of submission. Submission, sweet surrender to the will of God for you. And it's like everything else. The moment that we truly surrender, we see something of him that makes us think, what an idiot I was to be fighting him for so long. But it's the fallen human condition, beloved, the fallen human condition. But know this, he is coming after you with absolute intent. And you might as well sit down now rather than go for the rugby tackle one, because he is intentional. He will pursue you until he captures your heart. Why not really enjoy it? Let him have what he wants. You. God bless you.